7:20 just ticked there in the morning. Monday Morning Madness is back for another week. You'd think a little snow would slow us down. Nope, it is gross outside. The snow is wet and heavy and disgusting, but I got to the studio without fail. People are plowing, you know, we're getting there. School is open today, which kind of stinks, but, you know, I guess that's how it goes. Actually, there's a delay, so school doesn't start until 10 o'clock. Whatever, what difference does it make? Because no one has classes before 10 o'clock anyway. So, anyway, regardless, Monday Morning Madness is back for another week. I'm your host, Adam Kercheval. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. This is where you're tuned on the radio. It's been a pretty exciting week. I mean, last week, or actually this weekend, was just sandwiched in snow. We had that huge storm on Thursday, and then we just had this big storm yesterday and into last night. So it's been a snowy one here in the Boston area, but it's not too bad, you know? It's actually not that cold outside, which I like. It's just kind of gross, and it stopped snowing, so it wasn't that wet either. You know, it's the little things. You take what you can get. But anyway, I got a good show coming up for you today. We've got an exciting host of things to talk about, including the Grammys, which were last night, which actually I'm a pretty bad person. I didn't watch them, but what are you going to do? I had to go to sleep to get up and go to the show at 6 o'clock in the morning. So we'll be talking about that. We'll be playing some good music. So yeah, I say, why don't we get started, huh? Same deal as every week. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Monday Morning Madness with me, Adam Kercheval. Here's a little John Mellencamp, get you started.
Like Thank you.
That's Beach House, of course, with Space Song off of their relatively new album, Depression Cherry, which came out, I want to say, October or ish of 2015. So, you know, I guess not that new. Or maybe it did come out in 2016. I really shouldn't, you know, go around spewing facts. I haven't checked. Anyway, lovely song. They weren't at the Grammys, of course. Although there were some people getting awards for the Grammys, at the Grammys for things that I thought weren't released in 2016. For example, so album of the year, the big talk was that 25 by Adele won album of the year. Oh, I guess that did come out in 2016. Man, I am just wrong. However, so that did come out in 2016. I really thought that came out in 2015. I guess I'm just losing track of time. But I'm looking at the list now, and best rock album was given to Cage the Elephant, Tell Me I'm Pretty, which I think came out, yeah, in 2015, confirmed to have come out in 2015. I think it came out in October of 2015 or something. So I can't keep track of like who gets on which Grammy circuit, which year. Anyway, I'm pretty happy about that. I like Tell Me I'm Pretty, and I'm glad that Cage the Elephant is still around. I think I've played one song from that album on my radio career. So you could say that I made them famous. But the most exciting thing about the Grammys that I'm sure everyone was talking about, aside from A Tribe Called Quest's overtly political messages, I also just looked up all the Tribe Called Quest songs on their most recent album, which is called We Got It From Here. Thank you for your service. And none of them are playable on the radio. So that'll be some homework for you, average listener, to take a listen to that album. But their performance was very, had some very political overtones, and it was very exciting to watch, at least this morning, in the recaps of the performance on Twitter. But other than that, it was very exciting that Chance the Rapper won a couple Grammys for Best Rap Album for Coloring Book, Best Rap Performance for Mixtape, Best Rap Performance for Mixtape. And this is very big because obviously if you don't know Chance the Rapper, he's unsigned and he's never charged anything for his music. His music has always been streaming only and it's always been free, which, you know, in the past had made him not be qualified to win a Grammy. And this is the first time ever that he's been allowed into the Grammys as a contender, and he won a whole bunch of these awards, which is really exciting. And I think it means a lot for the future of music, not only rap and hip-hop music, but just for music in general. And also, Coloring Book is a phenomenal, phenomenal album that came out in May, I want to say, or April of 2016. So I'm very happy about that. And as a tribute to Chance the Rapper, I figured I'd play you Blessings, which is one of, looks like, five tracks on Coloring Book that are playable on the radio, but one of my favorite tracks in the album, regardless. So here's to you, Chance the Rapper, and congratulations on winning the first Grammy as a free, unsigned artist.
I'm gon' praise him till I'm gone. I'm gon' praise him till I'm gone. When the blazes go up,
the blessings come down. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. I don't make songs for free, I make them for freedom. Don't believe in kings, believe in the kingdom. Chisel me into stone, prayer whistle me into song air. Dying laughing with Krillin saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy. Say you the man of the house now, look out for your family. He has ordered my steps, gave me a sword with a crest, and gave Donnie a trumpet in case I get shortness of breath.
Praise him, praise him till I'm gone.
Don't be mad.
The blessings come down.
Good God.
When the praises go up.
Oh.
Good God.
The blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
When the praises go
like
up.
Oh. Oh.
The blessings come down.
When the praises go up.
Oh.
Oh. The blessings come down.
Good God.
They book the nicest hotels on the 59th floor, with the big wide windows, with the suicide doors. Ain't no blood on my money, ain't no Twitter in heaven. I know them drugs isn't close, ain't no visit in heaven. I know the difference in blessings and worldly possessions, like my ex-girl getting pregnant and her becoming my everything. I'm at war with my wrongs, I'm writing four different songs. I never forged it or forfeited, I'm a force to be reconciled. They want 4-minute song, you need a 4-hour praise dance performed every morn. I'm feeling shortness of breath, so Nico grab you a horn. Hit Jericho with the buzzer beater to end the quarter. Watch brick and mortar fall like dripping water. The blessings come down.
When the praises go up.
Oh, oh.
The blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
When the praises go up.
Are you ready?
The blessings come down.
For your blessings.
When the praises go up.
Are you ready?
The blessings come down.
For your miracle.
Are you ready? 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 Are you ready?
It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap.
Thank you. at the reception. A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find. Get my fair share of abuse. Singing words gonna vent our frustration. If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50-amp fuse. Sing it to me. Just my fun.
with the Rolling Stones there with You Can't Always Get What You Want from Let It Bleed, a lovely piece to get us going in the morning. It's now 7:33, so it is just about PSA time. I'm looking around at my choices today, and there are a couple about pet adoption, and they're only 30 seconds long, which is great because I love me a short PSA. So we're gonna do this one called Pet Adoption Cell Phone. Let's see what it sounds like.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Yeah, that wasn't so bad. I like that one. You know, I wish these PSAs were a little bit funnier. But sometimes when they try to be funny, they're like not funny. I don't know. It's a fine line with making your PSAs comedic. That drunk driving one that I played last week was just way more upsetting than I was anticipating. So I'm glad that pet adoption one wasn't, you know, some depressing thing about how your pet will catch radiation from your cell phone or something like that. Anyway, along with music that I haven't quite played yet on the radio, I was thinking about Bruno Mars last night, who just released an album. Actually, this is a funny story. He released 24 Karat Magic, the single, like mid-last year, like probably in the summer, I think. He released that. And then he released an album by the same name. Sometime in 2016, I just discovered this album. I thought, so when his Spotify page said new release, 24 Karat Magic, I was like, oh, that's just the single. Turns out it's an entire album of 9 songs. Well, it's an entire album. It's about 33 minutes long, the whole album. But it's good. It's Bruno Mars. I mean, we hadn't seen anything from him since Unorthodox Jukebox, which is probably 2012. So this was a nice little refreshing bit from him. I'm glad he's back. And he performed last night at the Grammys. I haven't seen the performance yet, but all the reviews I've read were that it was very good. And I still think he's an incredible vocalist. This album, he sounds a lot like James Brown on this album, which I find to be very interesting. Just because I think he's a phenomenal singer, and he always, I mean, his last album, he sounded a lot like Sting on The Police, especially on Locked Out of Heaven, that track. So, you know, it's there's all sorts of variety with Bruno Mars, but I'm going to play this song called Versace on the Floor, which is very almost overtly sexual, but not, you know, explicit by any means. It comes off as kind of romantic, but then you're like, ooh, Bruno, like, that's kind of, wow. I guess I'm over-talking this song, but I'll let you hear it. It's very, it, I don't know, kind of 80s. Tonight. Here you go, a little Bruno Mars for you.
Above us all the stars are watching. There's no place I'd rather be in this world. Your eyes are where I'm lost in. But
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life. You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. What can I be when I'm with you? I wanna stay there. If I'm true, I'll never leave, and if I do, I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life.
Setting suns and lonely love. green-eyed lady, windswept lady, rules the night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man.
Green-eyed lady. It is 7:50 in the morning. Actually, 7:49 and 48 seconds. 7:49 in the morning, and the show's just about done. I'm actually the computer in the station is basically cold, so I'm having some issues trying to get the automatic playlists going. But we'll see what happens. So right now you're listening to entirely music played off of my own computer, which is pretty exciting and pretty stressful because then I can't do my fun little fades that I like to do between each song. So what I'm thinking I'm going to do is I'm going to attempt to start playing some more long songs on my computer so that I can do what I can with this computer here in the station and wrap up the show. But you know, if all else fails, maybe I'll just be here all morning because I can't get an automatic playlist going on this computer and I can't just have dead air going out. So I'll do my best here. And of course, I've got a little Boston People for you, the Jake Isles Band lined up, so that's always exciting. But anyway, thanks for joining me this week, everyone. I've got two more songs technically going in the show for you, and then after that, who knows what'll happen. But thanks for joining me this week. Have a lovely, lovely week, everyone. Thank you for listening to Monday Morning Madness, as always. And you are still listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I'm Adam Kercheval. This is Monday Morning. And here's a Jake Isles Band. Oh, gosh, my thing is not on. Here we go.
Never cause. Saturday night and you're still hanging around. You're tired of living in your one-horse town. You'd like to find a little hole in the ground for a while. So you go to the village in your tie-dye jeans, and you stare at the junkies and the closet queens. It's like some pornographic magazine, and you smile. Sister's gone out, she's on a date, and you just sit at home and masturbate. Your phone is gonna ring soon, but you just can't wait for that call. So you stand on the corner in your new English clothes, and you look so polished from your hair down to your toes. Oh, but still your fingers gonna pick your nose after all. Decide to take a holiday. You got your tape deck and your brand new Chevrolet. Oh, there ain't no place to go anyway. What for? So you've got everything, oh, but nothing's cool. They just found your father in the swimming pool, and you guess you won't be going back to school anymore. Smoke your pot, and you meet your girlfriend in the parking lot. Oh, but still you're aching for the things you haven't got. What went wrong? And if you can't understand why your world is